Thank you, Lord. Tell somebody, do not. Tell, touch your neighbor, say, do not limit the flow. Tell somebody, do not limit the flow. Tell him, do not limit the flow. Tell him, I will not. You got to look at somebody. Don't look like 5-6 people. You know, you got to choose one person and talk to them. And so this person will remember to hold you accountable. Right? This person is, when they see you limiting it, they're going to say, didn't you say you're not going to limit God? You find your person yet? Okay, get your person. Don't look. Right, good. We good? We got a partner? Right, good. Good, good. Very good. Very good. That's the spirit. That's the spirit, man. Let's go. Do not limit the flow. Tell him again. Do not limit the flow. Say, I will not limit the flow. Tell him, watch me flow. Watch me flow. Hallelujah. Let's look into the word. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Hey, Shandara Masata. Acts chapter 2, verse 14. And the word of God says, but Peter standing up. What Peter did? And what are you doing? We're standing up, right? But Peter standing up. Notice he didn't stand by himself. With the 11, right? Normally, when I picture this scripture, I just picture Peter standing up and preaching. But I do not picture the 11 with him. Tell somebody he had backup. Tell him, can you be my backup? Can I depend on you to be my backup? The man did not stand by himself. He stood with the 11. They were all on the mission. They were all being poured into, and they were now flowing. They were flowing. Peter stood up with the 11. When you stand with somebody, you know what you're doing? You're agreeing with them. You don't have to say nothing. Come, Pastor Abby. Stand here. Come. Stand here. Come, Kizzy, stand right here. Come, Pastor Shea, stand. Right, Pastor, stand in front. No, stand in front. Yeah. Pretend you're preaching. Right. You guys stand with her and look like intense. Yes. What are they doing? They're agreeing and preaching with her. They don't even have to open their mouth. All you got to do is stand in your ground. Stand up for God. You don't have to always open your mouth, but you got to be ready to flow. They are in position. They have positioned themselves that if God is ready to use them and it passed from her, they're next in line. Go forward. Back out. Next in line. Go forward. Back out. You gotta be ready. So soon as God, but they are in position. They are in position. Thank you. We have to be in position so that God can use us. But Peter's standing up with the 11. What he did? Raised his voice. What did Brother Dave do? He raised his voice over the sickness. He raised his voice over the sleeplessness. He raised his voice over insomnia. He raised his voice over the NyQuil. He raised his voice over the final PM. And he said, I don't need you no more. I'm going to sleep. Somebody needs to raise your voice. That's why I tell you, pray in your house. Pray loud. Stand up. Declare. Raise your voice. Don't let stuff rule you, man. Rule the atmosphere. cause fear. You are to stand up, stand tall, stand your ground. Get somebody to stand with you, not you alone. You got a brother, you got a sister. Say, come stand with her. Raise your voice. Arriba. Up. Raise your voice and said, men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for these are not drunk as you suppose. Still, it is only the what? Third hour. It is only 9 a.m. in the morning. So you know what that tells me? They were tarrying in prayer, and the Holy Ghost did an early work. When last you went to an all-night prayer meeting? When last you got up at 6 a.m. to pray? When last you got up at 5 a.m. to pray? When last you got up at 4 a.m. to pray? Listen, God works in the early hours, in the wee hours of the night. When Paul and Silas was in prison, they got up when? At midnight, and they began praising God, and they began worshiping God. What happened? Earthquake! Earthquake! When you become determined to stay up when everybody is sleeping, God will move for you, because it is sacrifice. It is sacrifice. It is you becoming uncomfortable and allowing the Holy Ghost to flow. Tell somebody, do not limit the flow. You may be seated. Do not limit the flow. Tell somebody, I will not limit the flow. It is not time for us to limit the flow. More than ever, it is time for us to stand tall. It is time for us to raise our voices. It is time for us to go out on the highways and in the byways and tell someone that God loves you. God cares for you. God paid the price for you. Come and get the free gift of salvation. Come and receive what God has already established. And the Bible says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. But somebody's got to tell them. Somebody's got to raise their voice. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody got to be willing to stand up and preach. It is time for the church to come alive. I said it is time for us to come alive and quit limiting God. I said quit limiting God. Sunday morning should be the most exciting morning of the week, because we're coming together. Psalms 122 verse 1 says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Maybe you're glad when you get a call to Macy's. You're glad when you get a call to JCPenney. You're glad when you get a call to a restaurant. You're glad when you get a call to the food court. You're glad when you get a call to Chick-fil-A. You're glad when, oh, Chick-fil-A is quite special, huh? You're glad when somebody said, I'm dropping off a milkshake for you. Or if you're from the West Indies, you're glad when somebody say, I'm dropping off some rice and peas and oxtail. Mighty God. But David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And when he said that, he was the most powerful man in the earth. He was the most anointed man in the earth. He was the prophet, the priest, the king in the earth. But he said, I was glad. When they said, let's go to church. They said, let's go to church. And the man got excited. Tell somebody, don't limit the flow. Don't limit the flow. Hallelujah. Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be what? Witnesses. What you shall be? Witnesses. Meaning, the moment you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it is the energy, it is the engine for ministry, for you to go forth and operate in the earth and take dominion. You receive dunamis, you receive dynamite power. You know what dynamite does? It blows up mountains. don't believe me? How you think all the highways are built? You drive through highways and you drive through tunnels. How you think those tunnels were built? You thought there was a machine that went... No, it was dynamite. They stick it into the rock. They light it and go... Didn't Jesus say you shall speak to the mountain and it shall be moved? How you think it's going to move? By your mere words? No, you got to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, and then you get dunamis power that you might be able to speak to insomnia and watch it move. Don't limit the flow. I want to encourage the church, you know, Saturday nights you're tempted to stay up late. Go to bed early. Go to bed early. You know why? Because you got to worship the next day. And you need energy and you need vitality to worship. Blessed are those who work on Saturday night and still come to the house of God on a Sunday morning. Give the Lord a hand for the people that work Saturday night and still show up in church. Those that work all day Saturday and they still show up in church. Give them a good hand. But for those of you that have the luxury to rest, don't wait till Sunday night to say, I have to rest because I got to go back to my 9 to 5. That's what we do. We burn ourselves out on Saturday, and then you come to church and you sleep whilst I'm preaching. That's what happens. The church is dragging through the preaching, and then you can't respond. You can't receive. Why? Because you're tired. I want to tell you, church, change your culture. Culture, you have to change your culture. Listen to me, you're not a Jamaican, you're not a Guyanese, you're not a Trinidadian, you're not a whatever, you're not an American. You're a kingdom citizen, so you have to operate as a kingdom citizen. Yeah, man, it's time we change. You receive what? Power. You get activated. So now, if you've been activated, it would be terrible for you to now quit. After you've received the promise, you've waited for the promise, they got the Holy Ghost. Imagine when they receive the Holy Ghost, they all say, let's pack up shop now. We feel real good. We got the power. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go barbecue, and we're going to lounge, and we're going to relax, and we're going to eat some popsicle, and we're going to eat some Jello and ice cream like after church. Leave that for after church. But right now, it is time for you to open up your spirits and say, I want to go further. I want the Holy Ghost to flow in me. I want the Holy Ghost to use me. I want to be empowered. So they did not pack up shop. Jesus told them, out of their belly shall flow what? Rivers. Out of their belly, John chapter 7, he said to them, out of your belly shall flow rivers. So now, river, if you picture a river, it is not a little drop. You ever seen a leaking roof? Yeah, anyone have a leaking faucet in their house? I do. Every day we hear... Cher says, Sam, we got to fix this faucet. And I go like, psh, I don't know to do that. You want me to call your dad? Right? Acts chapter 2, 29 to 34. Look what happened. It continued. It said, men and brethren, let me speak freely. He stood up first with the 11. Raised his voice. But now what he says, let me speak how? Let me speak how? It is time for us to begin speaking freely about the things of God. Not worry where you are. Not worry who's looking at you. Not worry of who's going to hate you, despise you, or despitefully use you, or plot against you. I want to tell you, the God that you serve is able to deliver. If you find yourself in trouble, he will dig you out. If he puts you in, he's able to bring you out. If he puts you there, he's going to take you out of the pit. Speak freely. Let me speak freely to you about the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had shown with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up who? Christ to sit on whose throne? His throne. He foreseeing this spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ, that his soul may not was not left in Hades, nor his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God, what? Raised up. What did God do? Raised up, of which we are all witnesses. So they said, remember David? He said that the Lord will not let his beloved see corruption. He was prophesying. He was being prophetic. He was saying, out of my loins, a king will come greater than me, the promised child. God will raise up one that will defeat hell, sin, and the grave. And he continues. He said, this Jesus God raised up out of the loins of David, because we all know he's the what? Seed of David, right? The seed of David, the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. This Jesus God raised up, which we are all witnesses, therefore being exalted to the right hand of God, and has what? Received from the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost. What did he do? He poured out this which you now see and hear. What did they see? They saw people acting like they were drunk. Remember they said these men are filled with wine? They saw people that were acting different. They were acting aggressive. You know, drunk men are very, hey, what's up? You know? People that don't talk when they have some drinks. Oh, you man, good to see you. Like, what happened to you? They want to talk. They want to hold conversation. It is the same way when you get baptized with the Holy Ghost. You might be shy before, but all of a sudden, you're ready to talk. They're like, isn't this Mr. Tom that could not even say good morning, but now he wants to have a conversation? What is the difference? The difference is the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Ghost is flowing. Now, Jesus is exalted to the place of authority, the right hand of God. So whatever you need, it is time for you to tell him, Lord, I need a house. God, I need a car. God, I need my school fee to be paid. God, I need all my debts to be paid. Then the Bible said, cast your cares on him. If you hold on to it, it's going to weigh you down. You might as well turn it over to the Lord. I'm prophesying right now, so you might as well do it. Turn it over to the Lord. Turn it over to the Lord. Give it to him. Mighty God, we got to change the culture of the church that you're able to recognize prophetic moments. And he began moving, and he began declaring, when there is prophetic moments in the house, you open your mouth and you speak to your situation. You don't let moments pass you by. Therefore, he exalted him. And what did he do? Jesus received the promise of the Father, who was the Holy Spirit, and he now poured it out on them. They were waiting for the promise. We spoke about this last week. They were waiting for the promise. But what they were seeing now was the evidence of the promise. And the word that I want to pull your attention to is pour. What did Jesus do? He did not give the Holy Ghost. When you give, it's here you go. Come, come, come. Somebody come quick. If I give you this Bible, it is done. Bam. Goodbye. She left with it. But pouring represents abundance. Pouring represents continuation. Pouring represents continuity. Listen, I tell you, the same spirit that was poured out 2,000 years ago is still pouring in this room right here, right now, this moment, and will continue to pour for all eternity. Somebody receive the pouring. Open up your spirit, Rashatarabasunda. Hallelujah. It's the overflow. Tell your neighbor again, neighbor, he's pouring into me. I'm receiving my portion right now. And watch me After this, I'm not gonna limit. I'm not gonna limit the Holy Ghost. As I was reading this scripture, the understanding came to me that only time the Holy Ghost does not pour is when there is no vessel. The only time the Holy Ghost does not pour is when there's no vessel. As long as there was Elijah, he moved. As long as there was Daniel, he moved. As long as there was an Elisha, he moved. As long as there was an Obadiah, he moved. As long as there was a David, he moved. But when there was no one, stop. Where we get that from? When the widow went to Elisha, she said, I got debts. The creditors are coming to take my boys. He told the woman, I feel the Holy Ghost all over me. Shamanda kando rosata. Oh, rabako sundara kanda damase ya bosha. Haya makanda de sura. He said to the woman, go borrow vessels. Go borrow vessels. She borrowed vessels from everybody she could have found. And she poured, 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 and she poured. She poured into A, poured into B, C, all the way to 375, let's say. But when there was no more, the Bible says, not that she couldn't pour, not that she couldn't pour, the Bible says, the oil stopped. If you're wondering why the Holy Ghost is not moving among you, maybe there is nothing for God to pour into. So the principle is, once there is no vessel, God will stop. God will stop. Lift your hands. Say, Lord, I'm open up. I'm opening up. Pour into me. Rosa, say, I'll never be the same. Say, I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. I'm going to a new level. I'm going to new dimensions. Hakanarasata, Rosata, Rosata Maka. The Bible said, pray in the spirit always. Katobosota, Rosata Nabasia, Rekanaramasutia, Rosatata, Rokeyaka, Robanarabasuta, Rosatata, Rosekanaramasaya. It will not stop with you. It will not stop with you. It will flow in your generation. It will flow from you. It's going to flow to your children. It's going to flow to your grandchildren. It's going to flow to their children. It's going to flow to your neighbor. Your neighbors will be saved. Your family members will be saved as you begin to allow the Holy Ghost to flow into you and flow out of you. Do not limit the flow. Do not limit the flow. Do not limit the flow. Horeba sata. Hayama kanaro baba baba shata. Rosata la baba 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 sota. Rekata tata. Resata tata tata. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall dream dreams. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Hey, upon the handmaidens, God will pour. Keep the lid wide open. Yeah, Lord. Oh, Sabakasanda. Continue, verse 36. Help that sister in the back. It says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. He is not just only the Savior, the Christ, but he is now Lord over all principalities, over all powers, over every scheme of the devil, over every setup, over every trap, over any wiles the enemy's trying to put you away. God has made Jesus to become Lord. The God that you serve and the God that I serve, he is Lord of all. He is the ultimate. He is the pinnacle of power. All power has been given to him in heaven and in earth. So now it trickles to you, so that whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, it is loose in heaven. What you got to do is bind up some things. What you got to do is bind up some works of the enemy. What you got to do is crush the powers of that with your mouth. Raise your voice. Speak freely over any and everything that the enemy is bringing your way. Whatever people are plotting against you, whatever scheme they are working in the background, I want to let you know, greater is he that is in you, more are they that are with you than those who are against you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise in judgment, you can condemn it, not because you're a good Christian, but it's because you're a spirit-filled Christian, baptized with fire. If you don't have fire, you can't burn nothing. I said, if you don't have fire, you can't affect nothing. We need the fire. It wasn't that Peter could preach. It wasn't that he was so dynamic. But what it was what was driving him. It's where he got his power from. Let me tell you, if anybody tells you, come, let's go to the witch doctor to get power, you say the blood of Jesus is against you. You fire them up. You say, no, in the name of Jesus, no. You go and you die. You go and you get mixed up. But me, I'm staying at the feet of Jesus, because he is the one that pours the Holy Ghost, and he continues to pour, and he promised that he will anoint my head with oil. But now it's not just olive oil, it is the oil of the Holy Ghost. When he pours that oil in me, it renews my soul, it refreshes me. He said to them, be baptized, repent, and then pray for times of refreshing. Too long we've been praying for times of refreshing for people who refuse to repent, people who refuse to leave their old lives behind. The Bible says you got to clean up. I say you got to clean up. I said you got to clean up. How do you get clean? It's the Lord that cleanses you. It is not your own works. It is first you coming to your knees and repenting and say, God, I am sorry. I've made a mess. Can I tell you, you can read the word and clean your conscience, but yet you're not forgiven? You could do the wrong thing and read the Bible and feel good. Hello? I did it before. I'm telling you. Could do it, because the word of God has power. Even an unsaved man reads the word and feel good. You don't think that's true? Why you think they walk with the Bible and when they hit a jam, they open, they read a quick scripture? Ah, man, God is for you. Who can be against you? Shut it. They take hope and they take refuge in the word of God. But what God is saying, it is for you to put away elementary things. The church needs to put away elementary things. Leave elementary things for those in elementary school, and you grow. Colossians 2:7 says, be rooted, grounded, be built up in the faith. Find your footing in God. Send on some roots. And then he said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will bring forth much fruit. Remember that. Don't forget it. You could fake it and still end up in hell. You could do the church shake, and still go to hell. How do we know that? He said even those that did miracles can go to hell. They can say, Lord, but we cast out demons. And sometimes we think the people that cast out demons are the most powerful people. You know what the most powerful people? The people that sit at the feet of Jesus. The people that testify that Jesus is Savior, Lord, and God. And he wants to do it for you. He is a way maker. There is the ABCs of the gospel never changes. The prophet is no more powerful than you. What it is a gift. The Holy Ghost is working through him. And he's available so God can use him. An adulterer God can use. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. Preachers cheat on their wives and still prophesy. That the gifts of God are without repentance. Take that. When God give it to you, he ain't taking nothing back. If you want to be a fool and screw around and live messed up, jacked up, that's your problem. But God is going to use you no matter what. Because at the end, he gets the glory. But he can get the glory, but you can lose out. Paul said, what good is it if I preach this gospel and at the end, I'm a castaway? I am a castaway. Oh, Apostle Paul. Oh, Pastor Sam. Pastor Sam, you're doing a great job. Love you, Pastor. But if Pastor Sam fool out and fool around, guess what? Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, into everlasting fire, where the fire quench not, where the worm never quits, where the locust never stop. Mighty God, listen to me. We have to be circumspect, church. Wake up. Turn your neighbor and say, wake up. I told him. Tell him I told you I was going to flow. Tell him again, wake up. Those kind of messages nobody want to hear. But those are the message we need. We need to. You must be born again. What do you think Peter was trying to communicate to them? He was saying, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, how can I get born again? Can I go back into my mother's womb? No. You will be born of the Spirit. So check yourself, see if you're born again. I love you all, but make sure you're born again. I love you. I want you to come to church. But what good is it if I preach to you all your life and you never get born again? What good is it that we take into high dimensions of the Spirit, but you're not born again? Listen, once there's a flow, everybody goes, you know. Everybody goes with the flow. When the Spirit of God is moving and there's high tide in the Spirit, everybody's receiving. Everybody's moving. But there comes a time when you're all alone. You know what keeps you is your relationship with God. It's your relationship. How much you allow the Holy Ghost to pour, not do for you, but pour into you. Allow the Holy Ghost to pour into you. Open yourself. Let there be no lids when it comes to the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost pour into you. Hallelujah. Tell somebody I'm still here. Come on, tell him I'm here. Tell him I'm getting stretched. I'm getting stretched. The flow continues. Tell him and the flow continues. Acts 3. After the day of Pentecost, everybody's excited. 3,000 men got saved. I want to preach one message and see 3,000 people get saved. Oh, that number stands out, 3,000. Hallelujah, we received that. A couple nights ago, we got a word, a prophetic word, 3,000 souls. I receive it in the name of Jesus. But I want to stand up and see millions of people get saved. We want to preach this gospel and it affect nations. And it rocks community that the anointing of God will break yokes. People that said they'll never get saved, they're going to get saved. Those that are cursing God, we believe in God that they're going to get saved. Those that are like the Apostle Paul, kicking against the pricks, we believe that they're going to get saved. So then they decided now is prayer time. The Lord met them at prayer. But now it was also the hour of prayer in Acts chapter 3, 6 to 10. It says, then Peter said to the man, Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have. Remember, God poured it into them. So the Holy Ghost deposit is deposited in them. He said, I don't got silver, I don't got gold. You want money, but I don't have that. He said, what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. When you're filled with the Spirit of God, you have authority over sicknesses. Why you think certain denominations do not preach healing and deliverance? It's because they do not have the authority. Authority comes when you receive revelation. You see what happened to Brother David? He got the revelation that he can prophesy to the word. Maybe he heard that word before. He read that word before. He heard it preached before. Yeah, but he never got the revelation of the word, that the power is within him to now change situation. When you get revelation, the word moves from being written understanding or logo or just information about God, and it becomes rhema. It becomes rhema. It becomes rhema. It becomes real. It becomes active. It becomes the living word in front of you. So now you can act on the word when it's rhema. When it is logos, you can't act upon it. You can understand it, digest it, but you can't use it to move. So Peter says to the man, in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. What happened? The man got up and the man walked. Right away, the man leaped up. Verse 7. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, when you declare something, expect it to happen. Hello? When you declare something, anticipate movement. The moment the word becomes rhema to you and you declare it, go. And the next thing is to expect it to happen when? Immediately. Because the moment the Holy Spirit deposits it within you, you speak it. The Bible says you shall eat the fruit of your lip. So expect it. The Bible says immediately. He lifted them up immediately, his feet and his ankle bones received strength. How did he receive strength? By the power of the Holy Ghost. Peter did not limit the flow of the Holy Ghost to the day of Pentecost, but they continued. They continued in it. They continued in the flow. Church, when you go home, it is time for you to continue flowing in the Spirit. Don't let the Holy Ghost go dormant in your week. When you go to work, you're going to be tested. Let the Holy Ghost flow. Let the Spirit of God move. When you go to school, kids, you're going to get tested. Let the Holy Ghost flow. Say, Lord, I can't handle this one. Help me. Help me. Help me. So they went, they flowed. The man got healed. The man went into the temple and the man was dancing and praising God. And they said, who? Isn't that the man that couldn't walk? The man that sat at the gate of beautiful? Imagine I'm preaching Brother Dave all day today, because that's a miracle. Imagine when he goes to sleep, somebody's going to say, oh my God, you're not taking your pill? Oh, how did you sleep last night? He says, good, all of a sudden. They're like, what happened? He said, I prophesied and I spoke over the situation and it changed. Hey, when they said, go talk to Dave. He struggles with sleeplessness. Let him tell you how he sleeps. Oh, they're expecting NyQuil. Use this medication. He said, no, I spoke to the thing by the power of the Holy Ghost and it got fixed. That is where we are to come to church. We have to be filled with the Spirit of God. How did they continue to flow? I just want to give you these 4 points. How did they continue to flow? Let's back up. Back to Acts chapter 2. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayers. They, you see the word there? They. the body of believers. The body of believers. Who was the body of the believers? It was 120 that was in the upper room, plus the 3,000 men, their wives, and their children. What did they do? They all collectively continued. Not just the apostles, not just the leaders of the church, but them as a unit. They all continue. Tell somebody, I'm continuing. Tell them, I'm continuing. When I go home, I'm going to continue this flow. I'm going to continue this fire. We cannot quit when church is over. We have to continue. We have to what? Continue. Continue. That word there speaks of devotion. They were devoted to the move of God. Hello? They were devoted. I am looking forward to see men and women that will be devoted to the work of God. That when there is church, when church starts at 10, I'm looking to see people here at 9:45. I'm looking when there is small groups, you're not coming in at 8:15. You're coming at 7:45. When you're coming to Bible study, you're getting here early. Anytime, because you are devoted. When it's time for evangelism, you're not coming halfway when it's done. You're coming before it starts because you're what? You are. Tell your neighbor. Neighbor, watch me. You got a neighbor? Say, neighbor, watch me. I'm getting devoted. Tell him, I'm getting. You see, some of you don't got no neighbor, so you don't have no accounting partner. You don't have to be accountable. You're trying to be slick. It's okay. You be smooth and slick. But you're going to watch your neighbor get devoted. And you're going to be like, oh my God, I need to play catch up. They continued steadfastly. Steadfastly speaks of consistency. We have to be consistent with the things of God. The Bible says how to see God. First, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and how much shall be added? Who wants all? If I was you, I put up my hand, I put up my feet, everything. I want it all. Tell somebody I want it all. They continued how? In the apostles' doctrine. So let me help you. Whatever I teach you today, you are responsible for it. Whatever I teach you today, you are now responsible to carry it out all week this week. If not, you will not be consistent. You will not be devoted. What am I teaching you? The ways of God. Hello? So now you are responsible to carry it out all week. You have to remain steadfast to what you are being taught. Number two, they continued in fellowship. So you can read it like this. And they continued steadfastly in fellowship. Sometimes we read that part, Apostles' Doctrine, so we're saying, oh, we just got to say the word of God. No, it continues. You got to bind the word of God around your neck, read it, love it, memorize it. But also, Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, soul, spirit, and love your neighbor. Love your who? Turn to your neighbor. Neighbor, I love you. Tell him, neighbor, I love you, and we're going to fellowship. Yes, we have to continue in. Most of us get so much pride. Oh, the after church hangout, I got my own ice cream at home. I'll go home and eat my ice cream. I'll go home and eat my own Jell-O. I could buy my own Jell-O. What that church thing they doing? I look like I need Jell-O. That spirit, you got to crush it under your foot. The spirit of pride, you crush it in the name of Jesus and you throw it out. You said they continued in fellowship. Fellowship builds you up. Fellowship encourages you. Fellowship adds joy to your life. Because what the Bible says, iron sharpens. If iron don't get iron, iron can get sharp. So if you're feeling dull, find a piece of iron. Don't make me rap in this place. And they continued breaking off bread. Because the Lord told him, get together, and as often as you do it, what you do? You remember my suffering. You remember my promises. You remember what I've done. When you eat the bread, you're receiving the promise of healing. When you drink the communion, you are drinking. As a sign, you're purging your vessel. You are receiving the forgiveness of God, a fresh renewed. They continued. Don't take the communion lightly. This morning, Pastor came and he gave the communion. When you take communion, look back. The Bible says, examine yourself. Let me give you a little revelation on that. Don't examine yourself for sin. You've been redeemed, washed in the blood. Now, if you're sinning, say, God, forgive me and help deliver me from it. Don't say, oh, forgive me. Oh, I know, forgiven. I go sin again. No. Examine yourself. See what you need. And see what you need. Raymond, this is Raymond now. See what you're trusting God for. Examine yourself. God already dealt with your sins. Hello? He put your sin as far as the east is from the west. I'll teach you guys on sin. There's some sin that leads to death, and there's some sin that does not lead to death. So sometimes you have weaknesses. God don't deal with us according to our sins, but he deals with us according to his love. If God dealt with me according to my sins and weakness, he would have struck me a long time ago. Because the moment I shout at my wife or I tell my wife a bad thing, that's wrong, because it says what? Love, husband, love your wife like how Christ loved the church and give himself. So then the moment I mistreat my wife, guess what happens? Strike dead. No, but God doesn't deal with us according to our weaknesses. He deals with us according to his grace, his love, and his strength. What he has accomplished at the cross. The blood of Jesus is strong. Amen? So they continue now. The next point is in prayers. How they kept on flowing is because they kept on praying. They kept on flowing because they kept on praying. We have to continue. The word of God says in Ephesians chapter 6, praying always in the who? Spirit. You see, if you do natural prayers, it's not really going to get you too far. But when you pray in the Spirit of God, now you are putting out, but also you're receiving. The Spirit prayer is you receiving. Why do you think we encourage everyone to desire the Holy Ghost, desire to be filled, so that when you pray in the Spirit, yes, you pray, you edify yourself. The Holy Ghost is depositing within you. You think you're only putting out? No, the Holy Ghost is putting in you. He's parting in you. You're allowing the Holy Ghost to speak mysteries in the atmosphere. He's using you as a vessel to bring forth his will in the earth. You are prophesying. You are declaring. You don't need to know, because the word of God said when you don't know how to pray, he's going to take over and he's going to pray through you. So they continued. Why and how? Prayer. So they stayed in the word. Remember, these guys were the most learned men, these apostles. They spent 3 years with Jesus. 3 years with Jesus. When they arrested Peter and Paul, imagine they healed a man and they got arrested. They healed the man, layman. They went into the temple praising, rejoicing God. The man got his breakthrough. What happened next? They got arrested. When they got arrested, they were taken before the council, Acts chapter 4. When they got before the council, they were bold and they began to declare signs and wonders happened. Yes. But now they were standing before the council in trouble. They were in trouble. I'm going to tell you this. When you begin to flow, you might get in trouble. You might get in trouble. But Jesus told them a long time ago in the book of Luke, he said to them, do not be afraid when you are taken before the council and the council of the synagogue. In that moment, the Holy Ghost will tell you what to say. The Holy Ghost will tell you what to say. Now, they did not have the Holy Ghost when they got the promise. But that does not, oh, mighty God, change the promise. Because the promise did not come from God. The promise from man, it came from Jesus himself. Whatever Jesus says to you, you can hold it and take it to the bank. Now, they were standing in trouble. The same synagogue that they were warned about, they were now standing in front of them in trouble. And as they began to speak, the word of God says, those in the Sanhedrin look at them and says, these are uneducated men. How can they speak this way? Where did they get this knowledge from? But then they recognized, they said, these men were with Jesus. They were with Jesus. So they received knowledge and understanding of things that they should have only received if they went through rabbinical training. The word, when they said they are uneducated men, it doesn't mean that they were foolish or illiterate. They were speaking at such a level, and revelation was flowing out of them that the rabbis could not understand, and the men in the council could not understand. So they say, this man must have been with Jesus. I want to tell you today, if you are saved, you have what it takes. The Holy Ghost will give you the wisdom and the understanding, but it is up to you to allow him to flow. Allow the Holy Spirit to flow. So the next time you find yourself in a jam and you don't have the answers, what do you do? You say, Lord, help me. Holy Spirit, give me the wisdom. Give me the understanding that I may navigate through this problem. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm asking for help so that I can flow. Let us all stand. Father, we thank you today. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We adore you and we worship you. We thank you for this dynamic day in your house. We thank you for what has been accomplished, what you have done, and what is yet to be done. We anticipate a week of activities. We anticipate a week of the Holy Ghost working in and through our lives. We anticipate the fire. We anticipate the rhema. We anticipate power. We anticipate signs and miracles and wonders to take place in the name of Jesus. We pray, Holy Ghost, you will move like you never moved in our lives. I pray, God, your people will expect, anticipate, and experience the flow of the Holy Ghost this week. I pray there will be no limitations. There will be no limitations in their lives this week. They will flow and they will move at new dimensions and new levels, and new doors will open, new opportunities will take hold, new, oh God, mighty God, vocations will open up. I pray the doors of heaven be open wide to your people. I pray, God, that they will prophesy to death situations, and God, situations will change. Right now, just begin prophesying. Just begin speaking. Reba ko sota rasata tabasata. Reba nda ko sunda ramashiala ba kanda ramasaya. Hekoro babo si anda ramasanda ramasaya. Ekatala labasiya raba. Pray in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory, all the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Amen.